What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Fred.
Wake up!
I'm giving Danny an extra one today.
Yeah. Wake up! Thank you. I'm so sleepy. I'm like on the verge of falling asleep. I'm awake.
Yeah, I'm. You really should have used that app. I'm telling you, the app did wonders.
Like, dude, I'm not using your app.
You know what? I'm trying to be a friend and recommend something really awesome to you and to help you out in your life journeys. But you know what? I'm not going to now.
I'm just going to be sleepy.
I don't care what you do and what you don't do.
You know what? I should try out the app. Thank you for the recommendation, Nate. I do appreciate it.
Jordan, you should use this app. Hey. It's called Time Shifter.
It seems like a really great app.
Right, really nice app.
Really nice.
And I think you would like it.
Thank you. I think I would.
Yeah, you should use it. Next
flight. I'm still jet lagged.
I don't know how.
Dude, me and Rafiki.
It's like 2 weeks.
Literally, it's been one singular week.
It's been 5 years.
Saturday, Friday. 5 years. Me and Rafiki have both just been rotting for this past week. Like, I've been doing my work, you know, editing and whatever. But then in the meantime, me and Rafiki have just been laying in bed. And she's she's so down to just like not do anything. It's hilarious. Like, she's
stinky.
Not like stinky.
It's a cat.
Stinky,
of course,
dude.
They're down to do nothing.
Dude, yeah, it's crazy. She like literally is like, all right, I guess what we're doing all day. She's like sits there and sleeps the whole day. I'm like, all right, sick. Amazing. Glad we're on the same page.
Great.
Yes.
Great. Love this for us, right?
Yes. I'm so glad you asked. Let's take another nap.
Right after you wake up from the last one.
Yeah. Another one? Another one.
You know what? I am doing something cat related this week.
What does that mean?
I'm cat sitting this week.
No way. What kind of cat?
Who's the cat's cat? Not here. I'm going and taking care of the cat.
Okay. Yeah.
So
you're going to stop by, give it lots of pets and stuff, little treats?
Big responsibilities.
Yeah. You got to probably change the pee-pee poo-poo box too, huh?
I got to do it all.
You got to do a little scoop?
Got to do it all.
Wow, that's exciting. What kind of cat? What's their name?
It goes meow.
Meow, meow.
One of those.
Meow, meow, meow. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what type of cat it is.
What color is it? What color is the cat?
Orange.
It's an orange cat.
Mm.
I'm sure that's not a type, though.
There is like a...
Like a tabby...
There's a thing about
I've heard
orange
of tabby,
cats,
yeah.
though. Yeah.
Does it have, like, tabby. One of those squished-in faces or not?
No. It just looks like it looks like a normal cat. It's like orange and white.
Standard cat.
Yeah, standard cat. Standard cat. Yeah, nothing. I'm sure there's something special to it, to the owner. It's just a standard cat, though. Like,
yeah, it's just like regular cat. Because you can get like, in the same way that you can be like, oh, I have a corgi, I have a husky. Like, you can get like the purebred ones. But like, I feel like most of the time people just have like a tabby mix or something. Like, it's just like a random cat. Unless they like went to a breeder and got like a special one.
It's a feline.
It's a cat.
Yeah.
Meow, meow,
yeah.
meow.
No, I have never in my life watched somebody's pet before. So this is...
Wait,
first
really?
First time. Yeah. Big responsibilities here.
This is so exciting.
And I have to do it. Maria is allergic to cats. I have to do it. So.
You should go there and like just like bring one of Maria's shirts that you know she's going to wear and just like set it on the cat and then bring it back. Be a nice
that
prank.
Sounds like it's more of a nightmare for me than it does for Maria.
Actually, yeah. That is your problem. That makes sense. Never mind. Don't do that. Don't do that. No sabotage.
Yeah. No sabotage. No sabotage whatsoever.
Well,
so,
that's going to be fun, though. So you get to feed the cat. You get to give the cat some pets.
Mm-hmm.
And give it water.
I'll do all of it. Yeah.
That's really nice.
I'm going to bring a bunch of mice and just release them around the house. And...
Like, oh, I thought your cat might need some extra entertainment, so I started a mice infestation so they'd have something to do.
Well, see you later.
Actually really funny. You're like, well, that should be enough food for the week as well. So
Right. What's he going to do? Fly back home? No, I'm going to be good. I'm going to send pictures. I'm going to do all of that.
Oh, my gosh. That's so nice.
Because you got to, right?
Yeah.
You got to. And he's, like, explaining everything to me. Like, okay, here's the water bowl. Like, use the water from this jug, not this. You know what I mean? Like, don't go from the faucet. Use it from this jug right here. And it's like, special. I get it. Like, yeah. you don't got to explain to me why you do it. I was like, you're talking to the person that went and bought a Brita and then went and bought filtered water and then put it in the Brita to then filter it again.
Double filtered?
To then put it in Evie's dog bowl that has a filter inside of it.
Oh, that's crazy. Are you doing that with your water too?
No, that's what I was doing.
No, for your water that you drink.
Oh, not for my water. I was just for Evie's.
Why do you do that for your dog but not for your water?
She needs the cleanest water. From the purest mountains.
Triple filtered.
I don't go to that extent anymore, but it is still Brita.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like anymore everybody has like a... Dude, people who drink straight tap water... Because I did that for a while, like when I lived in New York. And I think when I lived in Michigan for a while, I just drink it out of the sink. And then I'm like, this feels like it's getting kind of gross. It's probably okay, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like water has always kind of been like that. Like, I don't think tap water has ever been, like, crazy safe to drink, has it?
I think it's totally... I think it's, like, safe to drink. It just feels like it's not.
Were you ever in one of those periods, though, to where, like, your town would be like, oh, don't drink the water on Monday and Tuesday, but then Wednesday, let it run for 1 hour, and then it's okay to drink?
No, and I think that would probably do it for me. I'd be like, nope, all right, I'm not doing that.
I grew up in a small town to where that happened probably at least every other year.
Bro, do not drink the water today.
Yeah, and it was, and that was back before, like, right, Facebook and internet stuff. So, like, you, that had to get around, like, word of mouth.
Like a memo.
They go by and like put
doors.
Flyers on people's doors and stuff to let everybody know. Yeah. So I think that's why I just never drunk tap water.
You don't. Because
I was like, if it's
it.
Not safe this one time, why would it ever be safe?
Yeah, there's gonna be remnants of the unsafe water.
I don't know.
Jeez. Welcome to the water podcast and the cat podcast.
What has everybody been up to?
Oh, that was a good opportunity.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip,
water,
splash,
splash, drip, splash.
Hey.
What's everybody been up to?
Danny?
What you been doing?
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny.
Yep.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny.
Yes,
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Thanks for asking. My weekend's great. Thank you for asking. Are we still on this how was your weekend thing?
Forever.
I need to see when that sound clip was from. Do you know?
Forever.
I really don't know.
I feel like it's been many moons. My cat's freaking out, by the way. I keep getting distracted.
It's a generation 20, one 21. Sound clip.
Yeah, it absolutely
That's,
is, for
it's
sure.
It's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's so for, good.
For sure. I mean, we are going to talk about Pokemon stuff today, right? We're going to talk about what's going on at the Pokemon Center. We got a bunch of new cards for Mask of Change, the new TCG set coming out in Japan. Pokemon Go, they're at it again.
Yeah, like
they're
every
at
week.
It again.
Every week.
Yeah, and the saga continues.
Saga.
Van Gogh has not been Van Gone. It is Van
That's
Back.
Just when you
crazy.
Thought it was over, it's time for the reboot.
Right. It is,
Hit
this
him with
is
a remix.
This is what Return of the Jedi, I think, for,
yeah,
for Van Gogh
point.
At the moment.
This is like, yeah.
Really,
sure,
I think we're almost
down.
Through the entire what? How many episodes are there? Nine.
There's nine. There's nine, and then if there's also spinoffs, it could be a spinoff. This could be a spinoff situation.
This could be a spinoff.
This could be like one of the side movies or like one of the Disney Plus shows.
Yeah, or like the Lego Star Wars.
This could be like the Lego Star. This is like
this
the
is
Lego
Star
Wars.
Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
The problem is me.
Okay.
Who would have thought?
My week was good.
Also, Taylor Swift's new album dropped.
I didn't know that.
That's a big deal. going around. So
you're the actually genuinely, when did it drop? You're the first person to tell me this.
I believe it was.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Can you tell me? Because you're probably more in the loop as a since you've been to her concerts. You're probably your big fan, Nate.
50? I mean, we're pretty much best friends at this point.
Right. Now. You know her mother.
Yeah.
So I saw like a store display online, like showing like the vinyls are selling out, but like the CDs aren't, because obviously people are into vinyls over CDs. There's like four different CDs for this release. What is the difference between all of the CDs?
So it's a double album.
Okay.
So that it's two. From my knowledge, okay, it's I don't think you buy it as a bundle. It's two different albums, right? So it's kind of like.
Oh, usually, like I feel like a double album would just be like one album, but you get both CDs and the album. You get
maybe
the same package.
These are like four different covers I saw at like a Target display. It had four different CD covers, and they all said whatever the name of her album is on each of them. Like there was no difference, like disc two,
well,
or
I mean,
part
so
two, or something.
Regardless, if it is two separate albums, what I do know, and the big thing, especially with like vinyl, is that you release a bunch of different versions, right? Whether the covers are different, but then like every version has an exclusive song on it. So like every different one of them has a like one different song on it. So if you wanted every single song, you would have to buy every single one of them, right? Which now you're looking at, I mean, because vinyls are not cheap, right? You usually look at around $30, $40 for one vinyl. And you're spent, if there's four different ones, right? Now you're spending, there's some math involved there. You're almost at $200.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But then there's, you know, there's other different versions as well to where, like, okay, Record Store Day is a thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of Record Store Day. No? Nobody's ever heard of Record Store?
I've heard
Record
of it.
Store. Okay, so for the one person that hasn't heard it, Danny, Record Store Day is for basically it's a way to support the independent record shops.
Record Store Day, like it's like National Donut Day, National Record Store Day.
It's
like
it's a little bit different than that. So it's a way to support
both days support circular items with holes in the middle. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
Write this down.
So it's a way to support the independent record shop. So basically your small mom and pop record shops across the nation. And all these record labels and artists will release like exclusive records. Sometimes they might have an exclusive song or a different the album color might be different or the cover might be different. There's just something different about it, and it's usually released in very small quantities. And then so people line up across the nation at all these record stores like hours and hours before they open up to get a hold of a record from their favorite artist that might be dropping one that year. So there's only one Record Store Day a year, and so it's a way to drum up sales for all these local record stores and keep them in business.
That's cool.
Yeah, so then, like, Taylor Swift, I believe, had a vinyl album that wasn't different. The cover wasn't different, but there was an insert inside of it that had a handwritten note, but it was a photocopy of the actual handwritten note to where, like, if you're a collector, right? Like, we're Pokemon collectors, so, I mean, who are we to judge, right? If you wanted that, then you'd have to go on Record Store Day and get
the special edition.
Get that one that just has that insert, but there's nothing else different about
it. Yeah, I wonder how they choose the record stores that are able to get those.
I mean, you have to follow by the rules, right? Like, you can't do pre-orders on stuff. You can't sell the stuff ahead of time. You can't give anybody any fair treatment, because if you get reported, then they take you off the list and you don't get the special Record Store Day stuff anymore.
That's tough. One strike and you're out.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. One strike, and you are out.
No funny business.
But yeah, so that took place this past weekend.
Record Store Day.
Yeah, I did stop in.
Bro, I totally missed it.
At a record store, so
I didn't realize it was a holiday.
Mm-hmm. People line up way ahead of time, hours and hours before.
Yeah, multiple. Mm-hmm. Many.
Multiple. But like most things, right, like most things that are enjoyable in life, it has now been struck by resellers that that line up to grab all this stuff way ahead of time and get sold online at a high premium. So like the only thing I wanted this year, Sabrina Carpenter had a 7-inch vinyl.
Dude, it you're on this Sabrina Carpenter, dude.
That's... Dude, Sabrina is the lyrics are hilarious, and it's just like an I don't care attitude, and
she's great.
The melodies are great. I don't know. It's just great overall, right? Like, it's a fun listen. That's the thing. It's a fun listen.
Sabrina.
And so I wanted the 7-inch vinyl that got released, and it was only like 2,000 copies, period. Like, across the nation, 2,000 copies, and that was
What's the regular size for a vinyl?
I don't know what the regular size number is.
Is 7 inches is smaller, though. Correct?
Yeah, 7 inches okay. small. Yeah, it's like the little... Little one,
it's
little
a cute guy. And like how, a 45.
And how much have you learned about like carpentry?
Yeah, from
a lot.
Sabrina. The
a lot. I built this house.
Whoa!
From Sabrina's music,
yeah,
and the lyrics. Yeah.
So there's only one song on this album.
What?
It's just one song on there, right? One side it's the regular version, the other side it's a sped up version. So it's literally just one song, right? And the only thing different about it is that the record itself is pink, so that's what makes it the Record Store Day exclusive. Only about 2,000 copies in the nation, and I wasn't about to go line up. It was my first Record Store Day. I just wanted to go and kind of experience, and I was like, if they have it, I'll grab it. If not, I think that was probably one of the most popular ones on Record Store Day. And before I go to the record store, because I went about noon, and I was like, well, let me just look at eBay and see if like people are like marking these up, because if it was a 7-inch, it was probably like $20 or something. And so I was like, okay, maybe they're marked up to like $40. This thing was going for $160.
Oh my gosh.
$160. I was like, yeah, there's no way they're going to have any of these left when I go. So that's that.
Sorry you didn't get your Sabrina Carpenter 7-inch pink vinyl.
That's all right. Now, if it was a Blink-182 this year, I probably would have went and lined up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a different story, though.
That's a different story.
So, anyways, what has everybody been up to this past weekend? What you been doing? Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Danny, I thought we were already on that segment.
Kind of.
We're already mid-segment.
Well, Danny, what have you been up to?
I don't even know. I've been getting back on track. Let me see if I did anything interesting. Oh, I've been getting back on track. I've been doing my little daily walks. I made a pretty banging dinner last night. I made this for you one time, Nate. The chicken curry quinoa quesadillas. You remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
Whipped that up last night. A big old pot of it, because I kind of like meal prep that one because it takes forever.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So made that and then fell asleep. Not actually, yeah, no, yeah, took a nap.
While you were
eating
it?
We've been taking a lot of naps. Yeah, while I was eating it, it's like, me, 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 me.
So a lot of naps, basically.
Yeah, I'm looking through, my computer, that's what I was going to talk about. I went and got my computer fixed. You remember the computer chronicles, right? My computer, like, stopped working randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went and took it to the computer repair man. And computer repair man was like, hey, the hard drive, she's dead. And I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. So they had to put in a new hard drive.
Okay.
And now she's fixed.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's great. She just.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
She just got her entire memory wiped. She's like going in blind. You know, it's like.
Men in Black.
Yeah, straight up. Like they just hit him with the lip. So it's like kind of disorienting. I don't know. Like it's helpful when you have like the Google Chrome thing that like syncs all your stuff on your bookmarks and stuff. But like. Just completely, like, out of nowhere, jarringly starting fresh on a computer is, like...
That's rough.
Yeah, man. Because I'm like, oh, I got to re-download Photoshop. I got to re-download, like, the audio recording programs, like, all the stuff on OBS for my live streams. I'm like, bruh, all my graphics and stuff, I got to, like, find or remake. I'm like, oh, this is so annoying.
And, like, I would say half the stuff you don't remember to re-download until you go to like use it, and you're like, oh yeah, I haven't downloaded that yet. I gotta do that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like going through. I haven't even started setting up my live stream yet because I know that's going to be like a hot mess because I have like a whole thing of like sound effects on the soundboard and all that I got to reprogram. And so that's going to be my big task.
That makes me
want to
throw up just like a little bit.
Just a little hit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So luckily, most of the stuff on that hard drive.
Lucky.
Luckily, it wasn't like.
Lucky.
Lucky.
Stop it. It wasn't anything that I'm like thinking of. It wasn't something that's like permanently irreplaceable. There's probably like some random tax stuff and like some other like documents that maybe.
Of course,
I
printed, you wouldn't care about that. So.
That like, no, I like, I'm assuming. Like, most of the stuff at some point has either been emailed or it's on my Google Drive or, like, something. At yeah. some point, it's been transferred to another device for some reason. So I don't think, at least as far as what I'm remembering right now, there's anything that was, like, permanently, irreplaceably, like, deleted that I didn't have a backup of somewhere. So I think that it's going to be, I think it's going to be okay from that perspective, but it was a pain in the butt.
It is crazy how we rely so much on the computers, on our phone, on, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like all our information used to be like in a filing cabinet, right? And if you needed something, you, all right, here's the paper, right? And like the only thing that would like, you know, that would mess that up is like if somebody stole your filing cabinet or your house caught on fire and you lost it all, right? Like that type of situation. But now it's like literally. You know, oh, the hard drive stopped working, or lightning struck the house and it shot it to the computer and that fried
it.
Yeah,
literally or, you know, immediately zapped the computer.
there's so many possibilities that your information can get lost electronically.
Like a power surge, a flood, like, yeah, there's just so many random things. Yeah, I think about that. And I'm like, I'm someone who pretty routinely backs up a lot of my stuff. Like, I have... like a lot of like the external hard drives and stuff to back up my files. So like that's something because it is like so it's so easy for that to get lost.
Yeah.
I feel like you kind of have to do that now. Especially cuz we have so much stuff, like so many videos and other projects that we're working out that like working on that we want to preserve that it's like, man, if like this hard drive fails and I lose all my videos, like, I'm going to be so bummed.
Yeah, so like my Japan footage from last year is like sentimental to me. And like I don't want to lose any of the pictures or lose any of the files. Like I want to keep all of it. And so at one point I had it in Google Drive. I had it on my desktop. Mm. I had it all still in my phone. John, my editor, had a copy of every single one of them.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was like so paranoid. But as of this past weekend, I've started like wiping them off of things. So
yeah, I feel like having a backup, like having it on something and then having a backup of it should be enough, you know,
mm-hmm.
in theory.
It's one of those things, but you just don't know, right?
Yeah, you don't know.
You're
for
like
sure.
If I put it on this external hard drive and then like, oh, but what if that something
yeah,
happens
what if the
that?
Hard drive died? I know. I'm like, God. Then I was like researching, like, how often do drives like that just fail? Because I had a solid state drive, and that was only like a few years old that I've had it, the computer, like maybe 3 years. And I was like, man, I didn't even know those could just like fail like that. Like, you didn't even think about that. And then apparently that just happens like over time. It can just eventually happen. It's like, man. Yeah. But that also, like, prompted something in my head. Like this past week I was thinking about with all like the photos and stuff I've been taking. Uh-huh. I kind of want to take those and turn them into like a book or something just for my own personal thing, to like have a tangible copy of all of them that I like really like, so that because I like started printing them out and I have some on my wall and stuff, but like just in case something like that happens like 10 years down the road and I don't have any of the copies of the photos anymore, I'll have like the book that will have them all in it, you know?
No, it makes sense. We've, our friend group has created books of, like, our outings and, you know, with a bunch of photos
that's
in it
fun.
Throughout the years. And you know, we'll give them to each other on, you know, a holiday or just a random get together, a birthday. So,
wait, that's like a really sweet gift. Like, here's a book of the good times we've had.
Yeah, and they'll like all be labeled of like where it was from and the date and. Very sweet.
That's like a future version of like a regular like a standard photo album. Because did your family have like the big binders of photo albums with all the photos? Because you had to get the whole roll,
the stickies? Printed.
With little sticky notes and stuff. Like the whole thing. But like my, because you know when you like back in the day the photos you had to get all 20 of them developed or whatever no matter what. So my parents were just, my mom would like put every single one of them from the class field trip and from the birthday party at the skate rink. You know, all of them were in the binders of like the photo albums. And so I'd be going through. I'm like, these are so, some of these are so random.
Like even if it has, even if like your thumb's over half of it, it'd still be in there.
It's like, do we need to hold on to this? Like it's a photo of the cake. Yeah, no, we need that one. We need
that one.
Yeah. You hold on to that. That's funny. Hey, by the way. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, there is some vibe about just having like a physical photo.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought the disposable camera.
I was literally just going to bring that up. So. Did you get them developed yet?
Not yet. The issue is just finding a place to do it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't have like Staples or something can't do it?
Oh, no. Most of those places just don't do that anymore. Oh, man.
Yeah, I would go to Sammy. I feel like I'm spoiled living in Los Angeles. I'm just, oh my gosh, oh, yeah, go to Sammy's.
Have way more options. Yeah, 100%.
Go to the camera store down the street, of course. Yeah, we should have did it while we were in Japan.
We did mention that at one point, and I actually should have done that, but oh well.
Yeah. Well, I hope you find a spot. Maybe you'll have to mail it in.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be insane.
I don't want to do that. I'm afraid something's going to happen to it in the mail.
I agree. Find someone local.
There's a couple of places I have found. I just need to go in and see if they actually still do it and make sure that they do it in-house and they don't send it off somewhere, right? Because like you can take it to Walgreens, but Walgreens sends it off to some like headquarters that they have to get it done, and then they get it back like a week later, and then you get it. So they don't do it in person anymore. Walmart doesn't do it in person. Yeah, they all send it to a place to get it done now.
Huh? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Man. What's come of these times?
I mean, you can go, if you have digital things, right? Like if you want to go in and get your photos digitally printed out, you can get that done like right then and there. But if it's, you know, from a roll of film, that's a completely different story.
Dang. Well, I'm excited to see the photo. This is so great. I'm excited to see the photos. Do we take all like the whole roll?
They're all taken. Yep.
The whole thing.
Even the selfie styles. We'll see how those turned out.
Good times. We're like half cut off in all the pictures.
So you slept a lot this weekend and panicked about your computer.
I wasn't panicked. I was cool, calm, and collected and mildly annoyed. It actually was not that expensive to fix, though. It was under $400 to fully like replace the hard drive. So,
okay.
It's a, you know, it's annoying and inconvenient, but it's less expensive than buying a whole new computer. So I'm grateful for that.
Why didn't you just do it yourself?
Bro, I would have broke it. I would have had to buy a new computer.
You are so dumb.
I really did, though. I was tinkering with it for hours. Because I get in, I'm like the type of person that like gets really hyper fixated on certain activities like that. Like I'll just sit there and like if I'm working on something, sometimes it doesn't hold my attention and I'll just be like bopping from thing to thing to thing to thing, but then I'll get really focused on something I'm like really into, and I'm sitting there for 4 hours trying to fix this thing. I couldn't fix it.
You're like, how does a doorknob work? And then you start taking it apart and figuring it out.
And I took off the doorknob and then I got trapped in my room, so then I had to continue fixing the computer. But no, I like tried swapping out some cables and like adjusting a bunch of settings, and like none of it worked. And then for obvious reasons, it was literally like my hard drive was dead. So,
well, you know, I think I'm the exact same way. So I understand what you're saying when it comes to like getting focused on something. And I think what it is, one, I'm not good at computers either. So I definitely would have not fixed that myself. but I think what it is, a psychology reason behind this, right? If you're doing an activity that you 100% know that you can do and get done, right? Like, you're editing a video. We all three of us know that, like, well, we can get that done, right? Like, we can finish that up. It might take a couple hours, but we know we can do it. But if we run into some sort of obstacle of, like, a computer situation or something's not working in the house and our brain goes, can I do it? Then maybe it's like you want to prove yourself right and get that, like, dopamine hit in your head of, like, yes, yeah, I did it.
Successfully doing it. I think there's also something in, like, it being a challenge, like, something that's new for your brain to do, too. Because I imagine if that was, like, your thing in all day, you're just tinkering with computers, you'd be like, oh, my gosh, here's another one. Or, like, eventually you'd get tired of assessing the same issues. But it was all fresh information that I was dealing with trying to figure out. Yeah. And I was, like, troubleshooting. And I was like, oh, but what if I swap this? What if I put this in a different port? Or, like, what if I try this? Like, I tried so many different things.
And as we get older, you know, as we get older through life, we challenge ourselves with a lot less things, a lot less new things. So that's also, you know, I think plays into it. You know, when you're younger, a kid or a teenager, early 20s, you're learning a lot of new things, right? You might learn how to play an instrument. You might learn how to speak another language. You know, tie your shoes, right? But I feel like as you get older, you start to slow down on, like, actually learning how to do new things because you're just so worked into your way of, like, this is what I know, this is what I do.
Yeah. I had heard, and I can't remember if we talked about this on the podcast or not at some point, but I had heard in, like, a book or, like, something I read that, like, when you're a little kid, you know how kids always take naps and they're, like, always tuckered out? Like, little, like, kids that are, like, 5 years old, they're like, I need a nap. Whatever. Yeah. They are like, their brains are so tired because they're taking in so much new information every single day. Like, so many new experiences and new things that they've never seen that they get really, really sleepy and, like, exhausted because their brain
absolutely
is, like,
I can see that. Overwhelming. Yeah.
But that also, I think, applies to when adult humans are doing new things. Like, say you go to a new country or you, like,
just going
to
say that. Yeah.
Yeah. You do a new activity and then you're like, why am I exhausted from, like, doing a regular day of, like, sightseeing or whatever? It's because you've never seen that stuff or, like, you're experiencing things that are new and your brain's, like, catching up.
100%. When we went to Japan, right? All of us go to Japan and, like, every day we're tired at the end of the day because
exhausted.
Right. Because we're, you know, we're trying to pick up phrases on how to say things or how to navigate in a certain city, you know, or read certain signs or figure out how things just work in general. Mm-hmm. And
it's all different.
It's all completely different. So I 100% believe that. 100%.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of audiobooks. I wish I remembered which book that was from, but I remember hearing that and it stuck with me. I was like, huh, it's fascinating.
So yeah,
so that's why we're always
out.
Eepy. Yeah.
Tuck yourself out by learning new things.
Yeah.
Okay.
We take in a lot of knowledge.
I like that. Hey, but, you know what? Yeah. As far as weekends go.
Yeah.
Since the last podcast, I watched Mr. Jordan Fringe's first Pokemon opening.
Woo-hoo-hoo! First new Pokemon opening?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
I watched it.
The reboot.
All the way through, Mr. Whoa. Jordan Fringe. I did not skip.
All 32 minutes?
I did. I said, and here's the thing. I don't sit down a whole lot and watch YouTube videos. Like, I'm usually, it's like, put this on and then tinker with this thing over here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I sat down and I watched it.
Thank
Whoa.
You.
Face at Dude, the laptop the entire time.
That's Whoa. The highest honor.
Thank you.
And I watched it. And I do want you to know this. I didn't do it in a way of, like, all right, I got to support Jordan, so I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch it. And then, like, I'm like, okay, whew, okay, it's finally over. No, like, I was genuinely enjoying it the entire time. So
thank you.
I just
popcorn.
Want you to know that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I did have some grapes. I was eating grapes while I was
watching. What kind? The green ones?
Red.
The
red grapes.
The purple ones?
Red
we
grapes.
Call, oh, they're called red. I thought they were they're purple. They're red.
They're red.
I would call them purple, though. They're but I see grapes. I see they're called red.
So, Jordan,
red grapes.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Thank
I
you.
I think you did think you did great on
great
it.
Great job, Jordan.
Love your little jokes. Your
welcome back, Jordan.
Appreciate it. Thank
Pokemon
you.
Pokemon Jordan.
He's back.
Just like
it also felt, you know, it felt nostalgic too. That's yeah. another thing. It felt nostalgic for, I'm sure it did for you, but mm-hmm. it felt nostalgic for me to sit there and watch you do it and think back to, you know, 2019 or whatever, 2018, early 2022 or 2020,
mm-hmm.
and just remember, like, us talking about openings or just, like, how the Pokemon scene was at the time. And so it just felt very just nostalgic.
Nice.
Overall.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it was fun. And I have plenty more to cook up in the future. More Pokemon adventures on the channel.
What's a set you want to open up? If you could open up any set in your next video, if any time, what would it be?
I don't know. If anything, it would have to be from that I think would be exciting to open up. I don't know. It'd have to be from
for you. Exciting for you, not necessarily the viewer, but for yourself.
I think anything between like maybe like Crystal Guardians or Phantoms or like
that's a good period.
That EX series,
man, like just somewhere around there, that area. If not, maybe like some late Diamond and Pearl, early Black and White.
Interesting.
Black and White doesn't get a whole lot of love.
There's a lot of sets that I like. I feel that from periods in my life that I didn't give a lot of love to, whether it be from not being able to afford it, not being as into like the collecting scene at the time, or you know, just certain things I want to go back and experience. And I think those would be some. And then if we're gonna go like vintage, either Gym Heroes or Gym Challenge, like that's those two, I'd really want to like get more, like open more of those.
Those are spicy.
Yeah. I feel like Gym Challenge had like more of the pull for like the big hitters.
Yeah.
But Gym Heroes still had like so many nostalgic classics, and Sugimori illustrated almost that entire series of those two sets.
Mm.
I don't know if you noticed that.
They're beautiful cards.
Yeah.
I wanna complete my binders for them. Either way you do it, whether you're buying singles or you're opening packs, it's expensive. It's hard.
Yeah.
Some of those cards are not cheap, and those packs are definitely not cheap either. So it's either way, it's hard to complete. But those definitely are like my most nostalgic. I think I just like when it was like so and so's whatever, you know.
Yeah, it was like a very special crossover. Mm-hmm. They don't really do stuff like that anymore.
No, we got stuff for like the anniversary and like what was the last time they may have done? Was that like Diamond and Pearl era? They had like a couple something like that.
Yeah, they would put the characters on there. I don't know if they like made it really obvious that it was like Cynthia's Garchomp.
Yeah, but like they had like the image of whose it was.
Yeah.
I think the last time that we got anything remotely like different in any sense was probably Ash Greninja.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
that was
a very one-off situation. Yeah.
I think that'd be like literally the only thing I can think of. Now, here's another question I want to ask, and you both can answer this one.
Mm-hmm.
But what is a set that like weirdly feels nostalgic? Like you look at it or you open it up and you're like, why do I feel nostalgic for Sun and Moon base set? Just like one of those
like
types of things.
Like a more modern set?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say, I think it's either Hidden Fates or Cosmic Eclipse.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Cosmic.
I think those sets were around when I was doing the card openings and starting to get into it heavily. As the podcast was starting, I don't know. I mean, I think it just they mean more because of like the time, and I remember them more specifically.
I agree. Cosmic, I was going to say, was one for me as well. And it's like, if you really think about that, right, that was 2019, end of 2019 when that came out. And I think it was also at a time when that came out, we also knew that Sword and Shield was about out. And we knew that Sword and Shield cards were on the horizon. Like, it was the very next set. And I think a lot of people just didn't pay attention to Cosmic Eclipse because they were just so ready for Sword and Shield at that point. So I think a lot of people passed over Cosmic Eclipse.
Yeah, I'm trying to even remember back. I feel like I personally didn't even open up that much Cosmic Eclipse.
I remember saying in videos of just like, okay, I'm ready for Sword and Shield. Like, I'm ready, you know. I don't want to buy too much of Cosmic Eclipse because I'm ready for to see what Sword and Shield has to offer, Sword and Shield base set. So yeah,
I think it has that like effect that I feel like Evolutions had, where like people were like, they didn't really appreciate it as much, and then after it was gone, they were like, oh my gosh, wait, this is awesome. Like when it was like way down the line.
Yeah. It's the same type of thing. So like when I was opening up Cosmic Eclipse packs from those Aldi Pokeball tins that got released a couple weeks ago, I was opening them up. I'm like, why do I feel like it's 2019 right now? Like, why am I feeling nostalgic for 4 years ago?
Flashback. That was like a lifetime ago, though. If you like really sit and think about 2019,
I mean, like
Oh man. Marie just posted something on Instagram, like a reshared a story or something about like 2019. Like you've lived like three different lives, or like I've lived three different lives since 2019. Basically, like
that's so true though.
Yeah, like I feel like everybody kind of changed. Like something changed since then for sure.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and if you were into Pokemon before pandemic happened, right? Then I can definitely see you feeling like, you know, 2020, 2021, 2022 specifically, how that feels like longer than 3 years. I know that feels like that way for a lot of people, but I, you know, for us specifically, being into Pokemon before that and after that, so much happened.
Yeah.
In that time period of just like the community itself and for Pokemon releasing stuff on top of that. Because they started doing all these collaborations, and they're still doing them. And it's like, none of that, like, really happened a whole lot beforehand. So, to see it just go from 0 to 100 in that short period of time, it feels like it's been a decade.
Yeah, and honestly, to sit here and watch it, too, from behind the scene, like, we've, like, been here the whole time. It's not like we jumped in. Like, you'd have a totally different perspective of it if you jumped in 2023. Yeah. And if you've, been here the whole time and you've seen it all unfold before your eyes, like, wow, yeah. A lot has happened.
I feel like Grandpa PokeTuber.
Back in my day. No, I've always felt like that, too. And I bring that up sometimes, like, yeah, back in the good old days.
Like, everybody, I remember when you could open up a
files.
You could open up a 3-pack.
Yeah. Dude, it really was, though, like, at the start. It's, like, actually crazy how far it's come. Because, like, the initial, like, the first PokeTubers, like, it was so just, like, raw and to the point and, like, about the cards and about, like, what you were opening. Nothing else. No frills. No extra stuff. Like, raw opinions that I feel like it would be so hard to get back to because of all the other influences of social media. I think it's actually like impossible.
Oh, 100% of this possible. I'm sure there's still people out there that enjoy that.
Yeah.
But not to the extent of like how it was enjoyed back years then. Ago. Yeah.
At its core. Yeah. Just like a purer form. Like it was just so pure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss that.
No, I miss it as well, for sure. I miss that as well. But there's also a lot more creativity now.
Yeah.
With it as well. So there's, you know.
It evolved. It changed.
Yeah. Like everything does. Everything and everyone evolves. So.
Just like Pokemon.
We got sidetracked a little bit here. That's right.
That happens literally every time. You say that as if that doesn't happen literally every week when we do this.
It's good. You know, I will say this weekend I did go to Ohio and celebrate a friend's birthday. So. Our friend group all got together. We drove to Ohio, and we rented an Airbnb, and we all stayed in it. In Ohio, we went
in
to...
For
our friend's birthday, it was his 40th birthday, and everything was themed around what he enjoys. So he enjoys the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh!
So we went and got an Airbnb in Cincinnati, and we went to a Reds game on Friday.
I heard it was your first baseball game.
It was baby's first baseball game.
That's crazy, dude. I had no idea. Did you get a hot dog?
I did not. I got popcorn. But that
what
was
the heck?
I didn't know how I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah, it's your first time. I didn't know. Dude, I would have invited you to a Dodgers game or something. I had no idea.
I don't know if I would have been able to handle that. That's probably
what do you mean?
That's probably a little hectic, isn't it?
It's probably like the same as the... Nah, it's probably not, actually.
Nah, I don't think it is. I don't think it is, no.
I don't know.
No, so we went and did that, and then Saturday we stayed at the house the entire time and played games. All his favorite foods got fixed.
Very good. What kind of, like, board games or what kind of...
Yeah, we played Family Feud. We let's see here. Scattergories was played. Uno was played. Got in the hot tub.
That's not a board game. There was a literal hot tub. The new hit game. Got in the hot tub.
When you're this age, it's a game. It's a game. It was just me and this other our friend couple within the group, right? Just me and this other guy were in the hot tub, and we just talked about like old man stuff.
Dude, I love that. Afterwards, were you guys like, wait, are we getting old? Like, we just had a whole conversation.
Oh, no, we knew that. We knew that from the beginning, but it was just like, you know, talking about, you know, parents and, you know, just taking care of responsibilities in life. And so, yeah, it was, you know, we like to do that. It's good to have those, like, heart-to-heart conversations and be able to, like, talk to somebody about it. So
Did your Roth IRA come up at any point?
No, we don't go that hard.
Yeah, that's when I knew it was over. My brother started talking to me about his Roth IRA and stuff. I'm like, dude, this can't be happening.
And I do not talk about that to anybody.
He's like, but it's about financial security, you know? You got to really set yourself. I'm like, no! It's over, man. It's over.
Game over.
Oh, that's fine. I'm glad you had some bonding time with your buddies.
It was a good time. So now... No traveling for a while?
Yeah, just chilling.
Feel good? Because it's been pretty hard. It's been going pretty hard with that travel in the past month and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like there's always something going on. And I was even looking at my calendar for like the next couple of months, and I'm like, why are there so many things?
No, I'm excited.
What's happening?
I'm excited to do all of it. But this like passing a month, like I did New York. Flew to New York for 24 hours, and then like 3 days later I flew to LA for a few days, and then 2 weeks later flew to Japan, stayed there for 2 weeks, then came home, and then a week later we drove to Ohio to go spend the weekend there. So
it's just been
kind of like constantly going somewhere. So for the next like month and a half-ish, you know, we're kind of home base, which is great to kind of reset, refocus type of thing.
Yeah. So. Chill out. Very good.
Good times.
I'm glad you're
good
back. Times. Get on your schedule. Hang out with your dog.
Do we want to move along here? Or does anybody else have anything to add?
I didn't do anything.
Oh.
I have no stories.
You'll have stories in a few weeks.
Yeah. Give me a few weeks.
In a few weeks, we'll have stories.
Yeah.
What did everybody bring to drink? What do you got?
Do you want to guess?
Coffee.
Hey, man. Yes.
Mocha latte. Frappuccino.
Ew. When have I ever brought a mocha or a frappuccino to this podcast?
I don't know.
I've never once done that.
Today could be the day.
I do not even like mochas. I have an iced oat milk. Who cares? Oh my gosh. Well, all the ice melted. So now it's like a cold oat milk hazelnut latte.
Okay.
Pretty good. Right. So I started, this is another thing. I'm like, oh my, like looking after my health now as an old person. I like took my espresso beans and I started putting decaf, 50-50 split on the decaf in my espresso beans.
Let me water this down a little bit.
Dude, straight up, I'm cutting my espresso beans. I'm like, because I was sitting there, I was like, man, I have like at least one latte a day. And then sometimes I'll have like a cup of tea or two. which is like fine, but stacked on top of each other, that's like, I mean, over time would be like a lot of caffeine, I guess. And so I was like, man, maybe I should, like, because I still like having my lattes, like maybe I should just put less caffeine in the lattes so I could like have more, you know, I could have like a tea or whatever later. And so, yeah, that's my new thing, my new old person thing.
Soon you're going to start watering down your Gatorade.
Then it's over.
It's over then after
it's
that.
It's over. But yeah, so that's what I got, my half calf hazelnut oat milk latte. Okay.
Mr. Jordan Fringe, what do you got over there? What are you presenting today?
I got the Fiji.
Oh.
Whoa.
Now, is that actual Fiji or is that a refilled Fiji?
This is actual Fiji.
Fresh from the source.
Okay. Okay. You have anything to say about that, Danny? You
have anything to say about my natural artesian water?
Yeah.
Fresh from the source. My mom was literally just talking about Fiji yesterday, and I don't remember why. But it's weird it came up twice in like 24 hours.
Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. Fiji.
Wow.
Well, you know what I'm rocking?
No.
Same old, same old.
Bro, clean the bottle. Clean, clean, clean. Man, you capping. Ooh, clean, 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 clean. Oh, you capping. Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash. Nate, is that a new bottle from After Japan? It's the same. Why are you using the same one?
Because I'm committed to this relationship.
With the plastic bottle.
Right, I'm committed to this relationship. I'm not just going to throw it away.
That's great. Did you wash it?
It's been washed.
When?
I never wrote it down in my journal of when I washed my
When did you wash it, like roughly time period wise?
Let's say in the past 2 weeks.
It needs to be sooner.
It needs to be sooner. Okay. Okay. Well, I you know what? I'm in a relationship. I don't just throw things away.
Well, wash it.
It does get washed. It does.
You're insane. You're insane.
It does. Is that the same cat? Is that the same cat over there?
The cat that I have?
Yeah, is that the same cat?
Yeah.
When's the last time you washed it?
She washes herself. She's one of those self-cleaning ones. Dude, can I say, though, like, I didn't realize prior to getting a cat how often they lick their booty hole. It's, like, actually a disturbing amount that they clean their butt. Like, it's actually crazy.
Well, yeah, you just said they're self-cleaning, right?
Yeah, but, like, it's all, like, I'm, like, out of anything that they're cleaning, like, they lick their arms and they lick their tummy to clean. But then, like, how often do they need to lick their butt?
You got to make sure everything's clean, right?
It's crazy, dude. I'm like, it's spotless. It has to be clean. Like, they've cleaned it enough.
Hey, you don't... Hey.
How many times does Rafiki go to the restroom?
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, good point. Like, often enough, you know?
Yeah. So, you know...
So, every time afterwards, she's like, ooh, piece of candy.
I mean, do you not, you know, wipe every time you use the restroom?
Yeah, but I feel like she
does. Cats don't have toilet paper. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, but she's chilling there. This is like in between, like, you know, she hasn't gone to use the litter box in a while, right? We're just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
We're hanging out.
Okay, but you can't tell me that, like, you've ever just been chilling and go, oh, did I wipe good enough? And you have to run back in and, like, make sure.
Hit him with the rewipe?
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been
there. I got a rewipe situation. Yeah. Little RWS.
It happens. It happens.
I'm sorry, Rafiki. I shouldn't be.
You probably should apologize. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just did. She seems fine. She's licking her little paws. Okay. She's doing the one where she licks her paw and then she licks her, or she puts the paw on her face, you know, like to.
Yeah, it's to get behind the ears and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, she's doing great. Same cat, though, to answer your original question. Same cat.
All right. Well, then on the count of iCarly, let's all take a drink.
5, 4, 3, 2. I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
Oops.
It tastes like Fiji.
That's crazy.
Hey, Mr. Jordan French, can I, ask you just a little question?
Yeah.
time. What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Oy vey, what didn't catch my attention this week at the Pokemon Center, Nate? Because, whew, you know, before I even bring this up, let me just go through the rest of the stuff, because we're going to be talking about all this other stuff anyway, and it's a whole other mess. But let's go with everything else that happened aside from that. We got our next Delicious Adventure figure for $15, $14.99. And it seems like, even though the first two are technically Kanto, it seems like, my theory is, it was just Pikachu was like, hey, here's the first figure, it's Pikachu, and he can go in any direction he wants. And then the next one is like, all right, here's your Kanto one. Then we got our Johto one. And now we are moving on to the Hoenn region with a really cute Plusle and Minun figure. And it's called the Hoenn Lava Cookie Friendship Figure.
Look at that.
And you know, it's famous for land and sea, the Hoenn region. And the figure articulates the sea and the land.
Yeah.
And the thing that makes land in the sea is lava. And so they're sharing Lava Cookie on the land next to the water. So that's very cute. Very cute figure there.
But the cookies are about to spill into the water, right?
Some of them are spilling in.
Washed away.
Yeah, so that's you gotta. Good. Yeah, but they're sharing. They're sharing with the water Pokemon, you know?
Aww. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
That's so cute.
A mini portfolio, Spring 2024 edition. You got your Iron Treads, Iron Tusks. You got all whoever's who. Iron Treads, Iron Tusks. Reverse it, flip it,
Great
put that
tusk.
Thing down, flip it, or reverse it, whatever it's called. Comes with you get the little mini portfolio. You get a pack of Temporal Forces in there. Very nice. $5.49.
You can put your resume in that portfolio if you needed to.
You might. You can fold it up a couple times and slot it in there, or you can write it on a bunch of individual business cards. It'll hold all of them. That
next
need.
Big interview, hand that over.
Exactly.
This is my resume.
All right, you got the job.
Some more.
I would give somebody the job.
Some more card products before we get into the other stuff here is you get the Gardevoir EX League Battle Deck, which is $29.99, and that's going to have a Mew deck in there and a Gardevoir deck, or just parts of. How do these work? Is it
so
parts
it's
of decks or is it a full
it's
deck?
It's one full deck.
Okay.
It's one full deck, and usually it goes based off of some sort of like meta deck that's been really, really popular,
mm-hmm.
and it'll kind of have, you know, all those like kind of big cards in it that you need to run it. So, you know, think of like, you know, when they used to do the theme decks, how they were just very basic
mm-hmm.
and not playable whatsoever. But this is something to where you could actually buy this. You could go to a league, hold up pretty well. You could probably even take it to a tournament and not do half bad with it, honestly. So it's very thought out, and it's nice. A great way to, you know, they just started doing these league battle decks not too long ago, and I think maybe years down the road, it'll be kind of neat to look back at these league battle decks and see kind of like what the meta was at the time, what the really playable stuff was. So it's kind of a neat little time capsule for if you're into the competitive play.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like a little in-between for like those Worlds decks and other like championship decks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Then on top of that, there is the Armourouge EX Premium Collection. Now, this one comes with card sleeves, a little stand piece similar that we've seen before to like the Charizard and the Gyarados,
that, like,
and
acrylic
even
one.
With the Premium Collection boxes that had like the three of them for Paldea and Fates, but this one's just one, and you get your promo full art Armourouge card, which is really nice. And I don't believe the other two cards are promos; those might just be reprint holos. With like new pattern hollows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, notice though, this one does have a stand for the acrylic case.
Right, which the Charizard one did, I believe.
Charizard?
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charizard and Gyarados both had them, but then the Paldean Fates.
Oh,
you got a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
But that one is $39.99. It is out now. And then non-card related, before we get into these little clothing series right here, is the Mini Great Ball by the Wand Company has officially dropped for $59.99. They started the mini series, was it last month or was it at the end of the month beforehand? I can't remember. It was a little while back when they dropped it.
I want to say February.
I feel like February sounds about right. So we at least know there's a few of these coming throughout the year, at least like four or five. And we got the Pokeball. We got the Great Ball. Safe to assume they're probably Ultra Balls next if they're going in that order. But that's cool. That dropped. And then aside from that, a brand new shirt and hoodie collection that features a bunch of different Pokemon, their numbers, different styles that look like either jerseys, hoodies with a small design, or shirts with a small design, called the Powerhouse Pokemon Collection. So there is a bunch of different types of Pokemon on a bunch of different shirts. It seems to all be mostly dragon-related, but not all dragon-related, because there is still, like, Metagross on there.
Dude, and, big dragon year.
But yeah, I mean, it is Year of the Dragon. You know, it is Year of the Dragon in general. So, very cool. Some of them have, like, the number of the Pokemon on the shirt somewhere, or on the jersey, or on the hoodie. But you got your Dragon Pulse. You got Dragonite. You got your Baxcalibur, Metagross. You got Tyranitar. You got Goodra. And they all have, like, varying different designs depending on, like, if it's a hoodie, a jersey, or just like a regular shirt.
Some are very kind of like subtle design type of situations, but then others are very like in your face.
The jersey type ones where it's like these all over color prints remind me of when they did like the Charizard and like all those from back in the, you know, like several years ago.
The Pikachu, like the VMAX ones.
Yeah. Danny, didn't you buy one?
Yeah, I got the Pikachu one.
I have the Charizard one.
Oh, you bought the Charizard? Oh, that's right, you did.
The Charizard one of that one. So, like, those, they kind of remind me of that, because some of them are more all over than the other ones. Mm-hmm. The Goodra one kind of looks cool. Looks like a bunch of snot or slime is just dropped on you, and it's, like, pouring down halfway through, like, the jersey
the Gabagoo.
You had me at snot.
Well, mucus. It's not going anywhere. You can order it right now. So all these range at different price. Like the regular t-shirts seem to be $24.99. The jerseys, the more jersey type ones seem to be $29.99. And then the hoodies are $59.99. I'm looking for anything out of the ordinary. And now that seems to be the running theme of the prices between them all. But there's a good bit of them to choose from. But that's not what we're going to talk about here today. The Pokemon Center, is it?
What?
Okay. What else could possibly be going on at the Pokemon Center?
You know what the old saying is, what can go wrong will Van Gogh wrong. Van Gogh Pokemon collaboration has been probably the most talked about topic of the past how long? When did this even start at this point? What time, how long ago was this?
It all started
when I was born.
I want to say, yeah. I'm going to say it was September of last year.
It does feel it's like specific. It's been a while. It's definitely somewhere September. Around that
I think it
area.
Was after Worlds.
It was after Worlds, and it was before my birthday, because I got gifted an item for my birthday, which is October 11th.
It ruined
11th.
My birthday.
So, out of seemingly nowhere, and also early in the morning, and I know this because I was at a dentist appointment at the time when this was happening. This was happening between like 9:30 and 10, like before 10 a.m. This stuff was starting to drop. And out of nowhere, before Pokemon got to send the emails out, before their website turned and fully promoted it, all of the Van Gogh items, all of them, decided to drop. And it started limited. First, it was just the plushie. Then it became everything all at once. And it was like the plushie came out and everyone's like, what? And then, boom, website flooded with every single item back in stock. And then by the time Pokemon did promote it, it was like, hey, limited time restock, get it while you can. And let me tell you, by that point, you pretty much couldn't get anything because everything had sold out written on top of it. If you wanted the plushie, sold out. If you want the figurines, sold out. If you want the pins, which was something I tried to go after this time because that was on my wanted list, they were already gone. I was like, well, I'll still cry about it, I guess. I mean everything was back, but let's see what's still in stock. A playmat. I see one playmat here, which is the Corviknight one. That playmat seems to still be in stock, so there is an item there.
Yeah, I think there was two of them.
Yeah, and then the one that has an image of all the images, playmat, that one's still in stock. So if you want at least something with all the images, there is that playmat. Aside from that, the sleeves for the Corviknight, the Smeargle, and the Sunflora, all in stock. And the card decks for the double card decks for the one that has all deck the paintings.
Box.
Yeah, the deck box. Thank you. And the Corviknight one are still in stock. But let me tell you, everything else is not in stock. You want the mug?
Fresh,
gone.
Sold out.
Journal, all the journals, gone. You want some of the other playmats? They're gone. You want the paintings? They're gone. Pin set, gone. Bag, gone. Bag, gone. basically, everything is gone. Again.
Man.
And without warning, it came back, and just as fast. That's what it felt like, because they are gone. So I guess the real question is, aside from, hey, did anyone get anything this week? Hey, did anyone get anything from Van Gogh? Anyone get lucky enough to get anything from Van Gogh?
To get anything? Let me tell you, on the day that this dropped, I got texts and DMs starting at like 6:53 a.m.
Right.
I woke up at 11:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a big difference
so,
there.
And
I woke up and I saw like 5 messages that I missed the Van Gogh drop. I did get something, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did.
Right.
I really wanted those journals, man. They keep evading me. Are this many people writing in the journals?
I guess so. Honestly, I'm surprised they're sold out.
Insane. It's literally my number one item was those journals. I really wanted the Snorlax.
I would also
Munchlax
guess
ones.
that's probably an item that if you're figuring out how many do we want the factory to make of these, you're probably not giving them a large quantity on the journals.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, sleeves. Big quantity, right?
Yeah.
Journal, probably not that big. Like, you know people are going to want it, but you also don't want to be stuck with a ton of them as well. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that one was tough. But that's what I really wanted was those journals, and I did not get them. I'll explain what I got afterwards, but you guys go and talk about your war stories, too.
Well, when I got on...
When I heard the news.
When I heard So I was actually awake, right? I've been getting up early, so I was awake, actually. Like, downstairs having breakfast awake. That's how awake I was.
At 10 a.m.?
Yeah, before 10 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Before 10 a.m. Yeah, I was ready to go. But the thing was, is that, like, you know, I was done eating breakfast. You know, Marie and I are at the table. I go push in the chair, and I start to, like, walk up the stairs, and Marie goes... The Van Gogh stuff is back in stock. And I'm like, what? And I'm like...
Drop everything. Van Gogh's in stock.
The first thing out of my mouth is, it's too early for me to start panicking. That's the first thing I said. It's too early for me to start panicking right now. And so, like, I'm like, okay, well, I got to run upstairs and get the computer on. And Marie already had her laptop up. And she's like, no, I got it up here already. And I'm like, okay. And I run back. And I'm like, okay, we'll use your laptop. Let's go. And I start adding in the stuff, right? So when I got to it, there was only a few things sold out. Just a few things. So the Pikachu and Eevee painting were sold out. And the pin set was sold out. And that was the only thing.
Wow.
Everything else was still in stock. So I'm going through and I'm like, okay. But also trying to, like, not do it super fast so we don't get blocked at the same time. So I'm like, okay.
I'm not a robot.
We got to go a little bit slower and do this. I add everything in. Then I log in. And apparently, when you add things to your cart and then you log in, it deletes everything from your cart.
I've learned that lesson too many times where I'm like, don't add anything to cart. Make sure I'm logged in first.
Right.
Oh, my
gosh. And I feel like I knew that at one point. But what? Why even have the feature to add stuff to your cart if it's just going to delete it when you log in?
Because guest checkout, I guess. But it's weird because there was a time where that didn't happen. And now it's like
exactly.
The norm where it happens every time. If you think you're logged in, double check you're logged in first. Make sure it says your name at the top.
Yeah, I would say that's a big error. A big error. Because like at this point, like if you started adding stuff to your cart and you're like, oh, no, I forgot, I wasn't logged in. Why would you log in? Why you just continue as a guest at that point if it works as a guest? So it almost is like almost punishes you for having an account.
Honestly.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. So then I was like, oh, no. And I had to go through and I like had to start adding things back in. I'm like, something's going to be sold out now. And then I also couldn't remember everything I added in. I was like, okay, I know I had 8 items, or I know I had 9 items previously. Now I only have 8 in the cart. What am I missing? And anyways, we ended up getting everything that we wanted.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So we ended up getting
Cool.
We ended up getting everything that we wanted, and I can give you the rundown of what I got here. Just so you know. Also, 2 things to note. One, you did not get the promo with it.
Right.
There was no promo involved. And then 2, you did not get the Yamper doll. So, you know, if you spend $40, right, they give you the little Yamper Poke Doll plush. That was not included with any of the Van Gogh stuff. So
interesting.
You had to actually make a separate purchase. And the only reason I know that is because there was some other things that I needed to order, and I made a separate order. And so I saw that it wasn't on the Van Gogh thing, and I was like, oh, okay, so either they stopped doing the promotion right before the Van Gogh thing, or the Van Gogh stuff is not included with it. And then I did another order, and it was in the cart. So it looks like Van Gogh stuff is not included with that.
Interesting.
But my order consisted of the following items. We got the Van Gogh journal. I don't remember which one. That was a Marie pick. And Pokemon inspired by painting. So it was probably the one with all the different paintings on it.
All three. Yeah.
Yeah. We got the Corviknight sleeves. The Munchlax and Snorlax sleeves. We got the Eevee inspired by self-portrait figure.
Oh, very good.
We got the Snorlax and Munchlax playmat. We got the Pikachu figure. We got the Pikachu self-portrait sleeves. We got the Eevee self-portrait sleeves. And
sleeve people.
My number one item that I wanted. The Sunflora canvas wall art painting.
Let's go.
It was my number one item that I wanted, and I was really luckily able to get it. Yeah, because I want to hang it up in the house. So
yeah.
That was my number one item, and that was the one I was worried that was going to be sold out when I had to go back in and start re-adding things, and it was not. So, but that was everything that we got.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like those wall painting, like those are like so unique. That, like, that would look really cool as, like, an accent piece in the hallway or something.
Yep. So that was my morning. But then you still had to worry, like, okay, is something going to get canceled?
Yeah.
How long is it going to take to get the order? I actually had everything by Saturday.
Wow. So, I'm still waiting on mine.
So I have it all right now, yeah.
I've not gotten mine yet. But, yeah, everything was pretty much sold out by the time I got there. I did get 2 of the items that you... No, wait. Did you get a playmat?
I got 2 playmats, I believe. Yeah.
I got 2 of the items that you got. I only got 2 items.
Which playmats did you get?
I got the Snorlax playmat and I got the Snorlax sleeves.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought those were really cute, but I still wanted the journals and the figures, man, and the plush.
Rough times.
Maybe someday.
Rough times. Mr. Jordan French, yes. What did you get?
Well, before the Van Gogh got tough, I was able from my phone during my dentist appointment.
Did you tell him to hang on? I got some important business to do.
I was sitting there going, "Huh, you guys are not going to believe this. I need to use my phone." And they're Van Gogh and, just you know, dropped. They're doing whatever they're doing up in there, and all those noises. Yes, I was able to right when it first happened, and it was just the plush. I was able to scoop in, put the plush in my cart without saying, "Okay, I don't even want to look if there's anything else yet. I just want to be able to get the plush, and I want it to be free shipping." So I added another random item that I wanted in there, and I'll spoil that right now. I already put it away. It was the Cyndaquil pin from last week that we talked about.
Oh, okay.
The one with the number, because it's Cyndaquil. But then, as you can see behind me, I do got the plushies right there. He's laying down. He came in.
Look at him.
Yeah. Now there was a, okay, so the pin set was the other thing I really wanted, right? Another one of the items I was like, come on, I want the pin set. Wasn't able to get that. But I did get two other things from the drop, and I said, that's it. I'm not touching anything else. Put these two in a cart, hit order, and just don't even think about it if I can't get the pin set, right? There's nothing else I wanted that bad to fight for with the website anymore. I got two things.
All right.
And they are two things I really wanted. The figures.
Yeah, I knew it. Had to be
I
the
knew
figures.
It.
I got the figures, yeah. Which I was surprised. I didn't think they'd be resin. I thought they were going to be plastic. These are nice. Huh. These are heavy. They're nice material.
I haven't taken mine out of the box yet, so that's nice to know.
I like the way the hat feels. They made Evie's straw hat feel cool.
It's got texture.
There's texture on it.
Can we also note that those were cheaper than the Evie figures from?
Yes, and I like that it has the image on the back of it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
both of them have their painting on the back.
Yes. I actually did not know the painting was on the back
Neither
of it.
Did I? Until I turned it around and went, "Oh, look at that! That's cool."
That's a nice.
So
touch.
Those were the only Van Gogh items I got, but there's still other things that I got this week. And is it?
Okay. Let me see. I got this. Don't worry. I got this. What did Jordan Fringe get? All new items? Or did you go back and buy a past item?
One of the items that dropped by itself. I went back and bought a very old past item because it was super cheap. And I was like, that's cool enough. It's cheap. I'll throw it in there.
Okay. What? That one's going to be hard to guess then. But, yeah. I mean, obviously
I'm not
expecting
to guess.
You bought the Lava Cookie Friendship figure.
I did.
Yeah, I agree.
And with that, I bought an old Pixel Pin for Kanto region Pokemon. Can you guess which Kanto Pokemon it is?
Psyduck.
No.
Cubone.
Have it already. No.
Snorlax.
No.
Kanto Pokemon.
I bought it because instead of $9.99, for some reason it was $7.99.
And it's just one Pokemon.
It's just one Pokemon in the pack.
Does it evolve?
No.
Okay.
Prominent Pokemon right after the first season of Pokemon for a little while.
Prominent Pokemon. Who could that be? Prominent Pokemon after the first season does not evolve. Kanto region. It's just gotta be, Mewtwo?
No.
Mew?
No. Prominent Pokemon in the show that happens after the first season. Very important in every episode.
In every episode? I'm like looking
Here, I'll
around
help
my
you.
Room now.
what's something that you could say, that's my part of your body that only forms when you sit down?
What?
It only forms when you sit down?
It only exists when you sit down.
A part of your body that only exists when you sit down?
Yeah, that you would refer to as like an area of your body that only forms when you sit down. Three-letter word.
I literally have no
when
idea.
When you sit down, yeah. What forms when you sit down? What form?
It's a part of your body, like a literal body part?
What would you call this area when you sit down?
Your legs.
Oh, a Lapras.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
Lapras. Okay.
Have a lap when you stand up? No. It's gone. Lap only forms when you sit down.
That's debatable.
That is debatable. You could have a whole heavily played podcast episode on that.
Yeah, so I got a Pixel Lapras because it was cheap, and I was like, "Yeah, I like Lapras."
That's
cool.
So random.
I wanted it over this.
So
I wanted
random.
Free shipping. And then
you got the Great Ball.
I got the Great Ball. Yeah.
We all saw that.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't going to guess any shirts for you whatsoever.
I didn't get any.
Yeah, I know. I did make a separate purchase to get that Yamper.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's two items that I bought. However, they are past items, so I don't think you're going to get them.
Too old past items?
That's tough.
One we discussed last week, actually.
Hmm.
We discussed last week. But I will just go ahead and tell you. So I needed to get the cookie cutters.
Okay.
Do you remember the cookie cutters from when they did that kitchen drop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at our local league, we have volunteered one of the people to make cookies once a month for us. And in return, we all pitched in $5 to buy these cookie cutters.
That's hilarious.
We agreed to buy this person the cookie cutters if, in return, we got an investment of cookies once a month.
Whoa.
Because their favorite Pokemon is Lechonk. So there was a Lechonk cookie cutter in there, so they were down for it. So we each invested $5 to get cookies once a month.
Oh, look it. And I think there's a Yamper in there.
Yeah, I believe there is.
Snorlax. And a Togepi.
But I needed $40 to get that Yamper. And so I threw in the spring Pikachu plush.
At some point, do we think we have a problem?
Nah. I don't. But
you're like, hey, I gotta get that free plush, so I'm gonna buy another plush. Well, to get the free plush.
I mean, I've been collecting the Pikachu plushes, so it made sense to get that. I didn't get any of the other ones. I didn't pull a Jordan Fringe. I didn't get them all. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just
Jordan's
saying.
On a quest to catch them all, though. Mm-hmm. To be a Pokemon master.
Now, here's the interesting thing I do want to talk about. I want to shift gears just a little bit back to the Van Gogh situation. That when it did drop on the UK Pokemon Center, that it actually took a while for the items to sell out. And still at this moment, there is more items in stock on the UK Pokemon Center than there is on the US Pokemon Center. So, Super Duper Danny, if you know somebody in the UK that can get you one of these journals and then ship it to you, all three of these journals are still in stock.
Still in stock. I know, I got multiple DMs from people who live in the UK who are like, do you want me to buy it and ship it to you? I think the shipping would make it not feasible, to be honest.
Yeah.
It would be, I think, it would make more sense for me to buy it on the secondary market in the States than pay for the shipping from the United Kingdom, I think.
But
I did at least, I had a couple generous offers to purchase it.
It was very nice of people.
Very, very nice.
So on the UK side, all three of the journals are still in stock. All the deck boxes are still in stock. All the sleeves, the six-pack posters are still in stock. The puzzle, the Snorlax Munchlax puzzle are still in stock. The canvas bags are still there as well. We have, I already said all the sleeves and the Sunflora.
What the heck, man?
The Sunflora canvas wall art painting is still in stock as well. And when I checked the other day, some of the other stuff that is currently sold out was still in stock, and that was a day or so after it went up. So it definitely doesn't sell out as fast as it does the U.S., or there's just more quantities
over there. A feeling it's like a thing here in the States that everybody just buys stuff up. And
yeah.
Yeah, I think they're probably more conservative with they're not going out of their way to pick up one of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, potentially resell it or something. So, oh, man.
Well, I'm glad that everybody was able to get a little something from it. I mean, if you're just wanting something from the drop itself, there are a few items still up there right now. Would highly recommend those Smeargle or those Sunflora sleeves. Get them while they're hot.
Get them sleeves. Dude, now you got me really contemplating hitting up one of my friends. Because I had a couple DMs. It's like, I don't like doing favors like that because I feel like I owe somebody something. You know, if somebody's I can just get it for you and ship it. I'm like, that's okay. But like now I'm like really sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, man, I could get all three.
All three of those journals could be yours.
I could write so many notes in there.
If the price is right.
Super Duper Danny, come on down.
On The Price is Right.
It's me.
And that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No, 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 no. we still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, here's the thing. We're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking! Welcome back, everyone, to Real Breaking News. We're really breaking the news. Rafiki's taking a real breaking snooze off to the side. Here, let me flip the...
We believe you. The cat is still there. Like,
No. You got
to
see this.
We don't have to have the periodic updates.
Now look at her. Look at how cute she is. Oh, she just woke up. I'm sorry, Rafiki. I think she heard me.
Is that the same cat?
This is the same cat as before,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've washed it?
I've not. No, the cat, she's self-cleaning. She just washes
that's
her
right.
own.
That's right. I completely forgot about that. That's
yeah, my, you remember.
My bad.
Anyway, we got a lot of real news to break. Really.
You know what? Let's start off here with Pokemon Go here.
Okay.
Let's discuss these events, and then we'll get into the big Pokemon Go thing.
Okay.
Like a Pokemon Go uh-oh type of situation.
Pokemon Go no.
Pokemon Go no. Now, yeah. Niantic has announced a Pokemon Go Hatch Day.
For all the little chickens, the little baby chickies.
That will run on April 28th.
Okay.
Just that day.
Sunday. Yes.
Specifically?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's going to focus on Cleffa.
Cute.
You all know Cleffa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. You'll have a chance of getting a shiny Cleffa during this event, if that's something you are interested in. Also, paid time research, just like there always is. You're going to have your usual suspects type of thing, you know, 50% incubator distance, all that stuff that's usually typically there. But hatch event, 28th of April, focusing on Cleffa, shiny Cleffa possible. So if you want that, boom, there you go, Jordan. I assume you will be participating.
I will. Big Pokemon goer over here.
All right. How many Cleffas we got currently?
That's a good question. Let's find that exact answer right now.
All right, we're all going to make a guess here. How many Cleffas does Mr. Jordan Fringe have? I'm going to go with 12.
14.
Oh, you're doing kind of the Price is Right thing where you just get just barely above the other guess. Right. Oh.
Either 14 or 3.
Okay. Well, you get one.
No.
It's one or the other.
I want two. 14 or 3.
You want two? All right. Two is your final answer?
No.
All right. The answer's 6, 14. Danny. The answer's 6. I have 6 Cleffas. Stop so trying to Van Gogh for mean, broke here. I have 6.
If you take the mean of those two that I said, it's kind of close.
You're like, I would like 4, 7, 10, 14 is my guess.
And 6.
You get one guess. All right. So 6. 6 Cleffas.
6 Cleffas.
All right. Also, another Pokemon Go event. Now, this is the annual sustainability. That's a big word, by the way. That's an easy one to stumble over. Sustainability Week. That is going from April 22nd to April 26th.
Okay.
Combi, Drillbur, Trubbish, Fungus, and Binnacle will be in those 2K eggs with that higher chance of being a shiny.
And Trubbish has Spotlight Hour this week, which would already have passed if you're listening to the podcast. That doesn't matter.
But if you're somehow, if you're somehow in the past listening in the future.
Yeah.
Right.
Trubbish.
Right.
Right.
So not like huge events going on.
Well, one just started today as well, out of nowhere.
And the
Kanto, what is it?
Rediscover?
The Rediscover.
Yeah.
That kind of just, we knew it was Sustainability Week, but then like not at just 10 a.m., like as of like an hour or so ago or whatever, I just opened my game and it was like, hit this thing, and it like updates the game in the game itself.
I did see that,
And has added the Rediscover Kanto feature, which gives possible more chances for shiny starters. It's the premiere of Wigglet in the game if you're at a beach biome.
Wiggle.
So if you find yourself, the full-on cool new backgrounds and biomes are in the game now. If you're at a beach biome, special background. You have a chance to see Wiglet. A Spearow spawned when I opened the game, and I clicked it, and it opened the forest biome. So I did get to see the new background and the new look of the forest. So
looks good.
Yeah.
That is... Yeah, it looks good. It looks nice, but there's something in this game that's making a lot of people not think it looks nice.
Now, to touch on these biomes really fast, the forest biome will include Bulbasaur, Caterpie, Weedle, Oddish, and more. The mountain biome will include Sandshrew, Clefairy, Zubat, Diglett, and more. Beach biome, Squirtle, Psyduck, Seal, Magikarp, and more. City biome, Caterpie, Pidgey, Machop, Ghastly, and more.
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
Wiglet introduced into the game. And once again, if you live in that nice rural area, in the Midwest, anywhere, you kind of don't get any kind of fun features once again. So it is a little disheartening with Pokemon Go. I love playing it, but you see all these cool features and things that happen, and it always benefits somewhere cool, right? Like the city, mountains, forests, right?
Inspiring you to go out and explore.
Right, but not everybody can do that. That's the thing.
Go to the forests.
Right, there's a lot of people that live in cornfields, just to let you know.
I remember.
So, once again, none of these updates will benefit me or a lot of other people as well. So, it's all right. It's fine. I'm just advocating for those of us that live in the cornfields.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have... Like, during the pandemic, didn't they have something that kind of, like, made it so that you could experience more things farther away from your home? Like, wasn't that a thing? Like, some kind of... Like, they made it more accessible to play it at home, right?
Like, the distance-wise, you didn't need to be closer to certain things. Like raids and gym battles. Like, you could be a little bit further away
wouldn't affect that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it still doesn't necessarily affect where you live.
Well, we're waiting for the cornfield biome to pop up. That would actually go pretty hard, like, if they, like, themed it around, like, farming or something.
I mean,
that would be pretty sick.
You absolutely could, right? Sunkern, Sunfloras, Oddish. I mean, like, it's all there.
Yeah,
it's all there. Well, maybe one day. One day, cornfields and soybean fields will have their glow up for sure in Pokemon Go.
They'll pop off.
Until then. Now, Jordan, you were talking about something being a little off here. What do you mean here? What do you mean?
There was another update to the game that happened this past week that has been kind of rumored and talked about for a very long time, and it was a bit of an overhaul on how the avatars in the game look. So if you ever questioned, why does my avatar have such limitations to it?
Yeah.
Well, there's newer limitations that let you do more new things, like completely customize it to look even closer to you rather than being with default options. But something happened when this update took place that either caused your avatar to look completely fine and go, yeah, all right, whatever, it looks different, but that was my avatar. Or you get left with probably some of the funniest, weirdest looking accidents to happen during the update, whether the face looks weird or the hair something's up with, or headphones or glasses squeezing your head in, or a multitude of things. The update kind of made a lot of people mad.
I'm gonna go look up some pictures right now on Twitter. I know they're here.
There's actually a lot of articles on it. Like, a lot of sites have been covering this whole situation. I would say luckily my avatar doesn't look too funky at all. So there is a change. I can see the change in it, but it's not like a crazy off the wall type of change. So I lucked out on that situation. Jordan, was yours off the wall?
Mine seems fine. I couldn't find anything different or weird about mine. It looks the same.
Okay. And Danny, I believe you said yours
mine looked totally fine too. Yeah.
Okay.
He looks slightly different, but nothing. My character was pretty standard. Like when I made my account in 2016, I don't think I really changed a single thing aside from my outfit like earlier this year. But yeah, I didn't notice anything super weird about the character.
Customization, obviously, with the build, the hair, and the face. So you'd actually be able to use sliders to kind of like, you know, represent how you want to look, if you want to go with a real life look or if you want to go with a completely made up look, but more customization. So I think at the end of the day, a lot of people were welcoming to this change, wanting to be able to have more options to customize and especially represent yourself a lot better. And so a lot of people were welcoming to that change. And I have noticed from looking at comments, reading articles, social media posts and all that stuff, a lot of people are very much of the fact of, hey, we want these changes, but at this point, I kind of just want my old avatar back, and I want it to look like how it did before because I don't like how this new update is. I'm sure Pokemon Go or Niantic will fix this eventually. I really would find it hard to believe it stays like this for a long period of time. So I do think it will be fixed. But in the meantime, it is creating some funny memes.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's weird that their design team would even like approve, like have that
sign
go
off
out,
on it.
Like actually ship it if it like didn't look as good as the original that they made so long ago. Like it's weird that they were like, that they would be like, all right, yeah, just go ahead and let's just send that out.
Yeah.
Like, why would they... I don't know. I feel like they should have had, like, more internal discussions about the aesthetics of it. If it isn't, like, an upgrade, why would they even change it at all?
Yeah, I mean, you do wonder why. Like, why wouldn't you just push the date and be like, all right, yeah, well, there's more that we want to make sure it's perfect when it rolls out. So we're actually going to push it back another month, 2 months, whatever it may be. But then it almost kind of creates the same situation of, like, if you push it back, then people are going to be upset, and then you're going to hear about it. But
yeah,
it's a lose-lose, I feel like, either way. But then also, we do have to remember that we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We don't know if there is some sort of contract in place that of like, okay, it has to be released on this date per this contract that we have signed with some design company, with the Pokemon company itself, that it has to come out on this date no matter what it looks like. We don't know. And so we can't assume that we know everything because we're not in that company itself.
Exactly. So we'll never truly know.
But it is funny at the time being. We will get some memes out of this. I think years down the road, we can look back on it and be like, hey, do you remember that one wild time in Pokemon Go when all the avatars just looked wild, you know, bonkers, crazy? Well, we can look back and we can have a nice laugh and hopefully it'll be fixed by then. But I think they'll fix it. I really would find it hard to believe it stays like this forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
it really, you know. I really don't think it looks that bad, but maybe I didn't get hit. Like, I haven't really seen too many crazy... I don't really go on Twitter very much, and like I haven't seen any of the memes yet.
Do a little bit of research. You'll see some. You'll see some ones out there that'll give you a giggle or two, for sure, for sure.
Just bugging.
Next up on the list, NAIC, the North America International Championships, are coming up very, very soon.
How soon?
More soon than you would know.
Whoa.
We're talking June 7th through the 9th.
That is very soon.
Of 2024.
Yes.
Just so you know, of 2024.
2024.
And that is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana.
NOLA?
Narlands.
Narlands.
Narlands, yeah. Yeah. I've been there before. I've been to New Orleans before, so.
That's cool.
I don't know if you've ever been, but I've been before.
Thanks for sharing with the class. What did you think? Was it cool?
It was. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, like name one history.
A lot of things to see, as well. The world's best beignets.
Oh, I've heard about them beignets.
Are in New Orleans as well. So stop, get yourself some beignets while you're there. you know.
I've never been to New Orleans, for the record. I'm excited about potentially going.
I am excited about potentially going as well.
Yeah.
We can be potentially excited together.
Yes, potentially.
Potentially. That is taking place from June 7th and 9th at the Ernest N. Memorial Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. And it has been announced that the player and spectator badge registration will be divided into two waves.
Yeah.
All right. And wave one is starting on April 25th. That is this Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That would be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Copy.
So, if you are wanting to register as a player for TCG Go video game, or you just want to spectate, you can do that as well. Got to get in that wave registration, though, okay? So don't miss out on that.
Yeah.
But if you do miss out on it, wave two is coming.
Yeah.
The very next day.
April
26th at 7 a.m.
Jeez.
Pacific Standard Time. So that would be, if my math serves me correctly, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it is giving you a little bit of options right there. Nighttime situation, morning time situation. Mm-hmm. But let's say that you don't get in at night, then you have to panic for hours on end about the next morning and waking up in time. So just keep that in mind.
7 a.m.
You know.
Sharp. It's like the Van Gogh drop.
It is. But you know with this one, the Van Gogh one, they did not tell you.
Yeah, that was a fun little surprise.
Now, also, just like there always is at, you know, these international championships, there will be a Pokemon Center pop-up store.
Ooh.
Pop-up, yeah. Where it'll have exclusive merchandise. We all love exclusive merchandise.
We do.
Now, that will be a separate thing that will require reservation. So, when you get your player badge or your spectator badge, that does not automatically include you entry into the Pokemon Center. So, please keep that in mind. This requires a separate reservation.
Man, however, so they're doing it like Worlds in Japan.
It was like this last year at NAIC, too.
Oh,
so.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was like that last year. Now, the great thing about this is that you actually do not need a badge to get into the Pokemon Center. You just need that reservation. So there's three separate reservation time slots. However, they have not announced when you will be able to sign up for that reservation. So Thursday, June 6th from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., Friday, June 7th. And Saturday, June 8th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then Sunday, June 9th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., will be the time slots that you can attend the Pokemon Center in New Orleans. And it'll be in the convention center, so it's not like going to be in a separate spot. It'll be in the convention center. But yeah, those are the three reservation, or technically four reservation times, but you do have to sign up for the reservation. Right?
Sign up. When that becomes sign up-able. Available.
And the only reason why sign-up-able. I repeat it very frequently here, and I repeat it in videos a lot when I do the videos and you know, around this time period, is a lot of people attend and they did not know that you had to get a reservation for it, and then they're stuck not being able to get in, and then they're trying to ask other people, like, can I join in on your reservation, or are you going to go in? Can I have your reservation? So it creates a stressful situation. So I'm just trying to make sure that everybody knows the information. Please stay up to date. Follow Pokemon's social media accounts. They'll 100% announce. I can almost guarantee you they will announce when it goes live or before it goes live, so you can prepare for it. So there you go. There you go.
Get your reservation.
And they usually have a bunch of exclusive merch. We're talking playmats, lanyards. They had journals and stickers and pins last year. Hats, sleeves, deck boxes.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
There's
you
a lot.
Can
and then you
get it there.
And then your normal Pokemon Center stuff that you can probably get off the website. Sometimes they have stuff that's sold out and that's been sold out for a long time. So, you know. And then last year, they also had a glass case that when you left the Pokemon Center, it previewed some items that were upcoming on the Pokemon Center. So
that's pretty cool. Didn't they have like the Rocket skateboard in there or something?
They did.
It was like, yeah.
I remember that. Bearwalker skateboard. They had some pins in there. I believe like some deck boxes and stuff as well. So it's neat. Yeah. It absolutely is neat. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, Mareep life-size plushie.
Bro.
I'm hoping that it's there.
This could be the place.
This could be the moment. But then I'd have to figure out how to fly back with it. So.
Oh my gosh. What maybe if they could do it at Worlds?
Overhead. You think
that would not fit in the overhead?
But it like it's squishable though. That's the thing.
It's that one though. I don't know, have you held the Mareep?
I've held it. Yeah,
it's dense. That one is so much more dense than the other ones. It's really odd. Like some of them, you could squeeze. I don't know. I think that Mareep might be slightly too big.
Maybe another seat on the flight.
You could, yeah, like the. But make sure you get Mareep's passport. Make sure you get Mareep some identification. You remember how I ran into that issue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll have to do that.
You know, I get comments on that video of some people like, you don't actually need a passport to get... like, no! Like, oh my God. Like, every once in a while, I'm like, this can't be real. Like, this is... well, I'm living in a simulation. This can't be real.
2 hours later.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyway, good luck on your Mareep. If not at North America Internationals, maybe at Worlds, maybe at some other regionals.
We'll see.
Could you imagine they drop it at a regionals?
I've seen them at a vendor booth before at regionals. So, well, not Mareeps, but I've seen like other life-size plushies.
The jumbo ones?
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll take it an event at a time.
Good luck.
And see. So... we'll talk about NAIC more as information starts to come out. They usually also announce the exclusive merch ahead of time as well, mm-hmm. so you can kind of get a peek at that. So once that gets announced, we'll talk about that as well. And then last but not least, we got the new Pokemon set, Mask of Change, releasing in Japan very, very soon.
Soon?
So soon that we're talking April 26, which is this Friday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that soon. It's Friday.
That's
in like a few days.
It is. It is a few days. Literally
Thanks,
a
Rebecca.
Few days.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that soon. I'm not prepared. I feel like we also missed temporal forces because we were abroad. Did you feel this way?
Yeah, I do feel like we missed that a little bit. Well, apparently nobody's pulling anything from it, so
yeah.
I think a lot of people might have missed out on that one.
Yeah, I think we were okay. It was a good time to take a trip.
Yeah, it was a good time to take a trip. I'm still trying to pull stuff from it, so it's a hard one, but it makes the chase fun, right?
Yeah.
It makes it fun. Now, there are some cards that have been officially revealed, and one that I would like to specifically point out here.
Yeah.
And that is the Tatsugiri illustration rare, where the colors pop on it. It's every Tatsugiri form right there on the card, and it pops like none other.
This is so cute. Yeah, this is great. I think this is one of those Pokemon that you can pull this design off with so seamlessly because there's multiple different colors. Like, it's like literally, this is just all the Tatsugiris. They're swimming around. They've got. I love the white accent, too, that's, like, really making them pop. Like, little squiggles in between them and stuff. It's so cute.
It looks like a painting. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like one of those types of paintings that you put on the wall.
I agree. It kind of reminds me, maybe it is, like, slightly koi fish inspired, because it kind of reminds me of, like, a koi pond, you know? Like, the fishies that are, like, because they always kind of, like, flow with each other. They almost like, you know, like go like weave between like each other in like a way that is artistic. I don't know.
That's true. Now, this Tatsugiri has been announced for Twilight Masquerade, our next English set that releases on May 24th. Pokemon actually revealed the English image of that card. So that will be in the Twilight Masquerade set.
Amazing.
Luckily enough. Now, if you do want to see images of the Mask of Change cards, you can head over to PokeBeach. You know we love them. Fantastic website that we always go on and refer to the card images on here. They're all nicely sorted out. But the main part of the set, Mask of Change, has been revealed
mm-hmm.
on here. And I'd like to, I have a few words.
Yeah.
I have a few words that I would just like to say.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
We've all played Scarlet and Violet, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a Pokemon in Scarlet and Violet that is encountered pretty much everywhere, all the time in this game. It's one of the, it's honestly, it's one of the first Pokemon that you kind of do see.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm talking about Psyduck.
I've never heard of it.
The best Pokemon mm-hmm. in the entire world.
That was my first shiny in the game.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Look at this. Look at this. Because it's one of the first you encountered, right?
Yeah, and I encountered it by right when you find the Psyduck. Yeah.
Right.
Quick.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's one of the most prominent Pokemon in the game.
Yeah.
Nobody can argue with that, all right? We're in year two. Third set into the year, English-wise. Third set into the year. We've had one Psyduck.
Yeah.
One. One Psyduck. Is there a number that I need to call? Is there an
bro,
address I
enough.
Can write a letter to?
One's enough. You got an art rare, dog. You got an art rare. Be happy with your art rare Psyduck and move along.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm appreciative of it, but I feel like Psyduck was only included because it was like, oh, this is Kanto Pokemon.
Yeah, he had to be in there.
We have to include every single one of them, right?
100%. So. It was a pity. It was the
I'm just a little upset with it, but also insult to injury. Insult to injury on this one. As I scroll through here, and I look at Pokemon that are getting cards, right?
Yeah.
And Ducklett
cute.
Is getting a card here.
Cute.
I don't know how many times I encountered Ducklett in the game, but it was not as much as Psyduck.
Bro, we already got a Psyduck card.
I'm just saying, I think it's very rude, and I think it's very offensive.
I think you need to learn how to share. Also, this is mainly focused on the DLC, correct?
I don't care what it's focused on.
Or maybe, is this the first part of the DLC? I can't even remember.
It doesn't matter what it's focused on, all right? It could be, it could be focused on Kohl's, for all I care.
Kohl's Cash? Like, wait,
yeah, Kohl's
is...
Kohl's Cash specifically, okay?
Like Kohl's from the Kohl's Cash?
Yeah, from the hit from the hit movie Kohl's Cash. Yes.
It's Kohl's.
What about Hot Topic, Hot Cash?
Hot, yeah. Mm-hmm. From the
why is it
from
so
the,
warm?
From the musical topic. Hot Cash.
Right.
Yeah. Why is it so warm? Well, so, what the heck would Kohl's have anything to do with Psyduck anyway?
Exactly. But what I'm saying is even though it doesn't have anything to do with it, it should still be included in there. That's all I'm saying.
Bro, I think we're good. I think we're good on the ducks.
Right. Well, Growlithe has probably gotten a little too much love for how much it is encountered in the game.
Dude, Growlithe's all over the place. And he's a good boy. So he deserves the cards.
Jordan. I'm gonna need some help on this one here. Is Growlithe or is Psyduck encountered more in the game here? I believe Psyduck is encountered more in the game.
From my recollection, I'm gonna say Psyduck.
Yeah, that's what. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So is the cards in the set strictly based off of how often you encounter them? Feel like
nope.
These sets would be awfully off. Like they wouldn't, they would be all palmies and stuff, I think.
Right? No, but I'm just saying.
It would be like 99 palmies in the set.
We're in year two. Okay.
Bro, we got enough Psyduck. We already got Psyduck. There's
we got
a
one.
1,000 Pokemon, Nate. There's
we
a
got
thousand.
One.
There's 1,025 Pokemon. We already got Psyduck.
So we're good on Growlithe. We don't need any more is what you're saying.
Bro, I've literally not mentioned Growlithe. I think
I'm asking
that we
you.
Should have all 1,025 Pokemon show up at least once before we get another repeat.
You done?
You're the one who keeps complaining about the Psyduck.
What I'm asking you is, are you okay with no more Growlithe cards?
I think we have enough, yeah. There's
okay,
a good amount.
Okay, good. you agree that Growlithe should get no more Pokemon cards, and I agree with you on that. I'm glad that we can agree on that point. Because Growlithe has gotten way too many at this point. Scarlet and Violet base set, it's gotten a promo, 151, it's been in the first battle deck, and now Hisuian Growlithe is in Twilight Masquerade, okay?
Yeah, dude,
way
good.
Too much Growlithe going on.
It's because I'm not complaining that there's not enough Growlithe, so you just got to let it happen.
You don't need to. That's the thing. But you have to admit, all jokes aside, obviously we're having fun. Ha-has, all right? All jokes aside, though, for how popular Psyduck is, right? If you were to say, like, name some of the mascots of Pokemon that you usually see featured on things, it's Psyduck's always one of them, right? Gengar, Psyduck, Eevee, Pikachu, Jigglypuff. We always typically see those. For the amount of Psyduck cards we get, for how popular Psyduck is and how prominent Psyduck is across the brand, we don't get that many.
Yeah, I think
doesn't that seem a little weird though?
I don't think so, only because like I think in those instances where Psyduck cards are there, it's generally like for the playability of the trading card game, it's like a really random one that they throw in there for like that you could use in a deck, but generally is not used in like very competitive decks.
Right.
If that makes sense. So it realistically could be any Pokemon for any of those, like any water type Pokemon that could just be a Psyduck, like any of those, like the moves for some of them that are like slap, you know, or whatever it is, bubble. Like that could be any Pokemon. It doesn't have to be like that could be like literally anything.
But you know, like Eevee, right? How useful has Eevee ever been?
Yeah.
We get a lot of Eevees, right? How useful has Charizard ever been? I know Charizard's very useful right now in the meta, but overall.
They have their favorites. I'm looking through the water types, and it's like they got a line of the Poliwag, they got a Goldeen, they got Phoebus and Milotic in there. Like, any of those could be Psyduck. Like, it doesn't... I think it's kind of arbitrary, the ones that they pick, but I do like that they're diversifying it so it's not literally every single time it's not Phoebus and every single time it's not Goldeen, you know? There's literally 1,000 Pokemon, Nate.
Right, right. No, I agree with that. Goldeen, I believe, has gotten more cards than Psyduck.
Probably.
In the Scarlet and Violet era.
Over the course of their career, I think the original 151 just has so many, like...
Goldeen
they
has
have
gotten
so many.
Two in the...
In Scarlet Violet?
In Scarlet and Violet era.
Sorry, Psyduck. Gotta get good.
Okay. Besides 151, what's the last Psyduck card you think we got?
Evolving Skies. No, there was one after that. There was one after that. Astral Radiance?
Astral Radiance, yeah. Astral Radiance. 100%. 100% Astral Radiance. And even with Evolving Skies, so Evolving Skies was the first Psyduck card we got in the Sword and Shield era.
Really?
Which would have been summer of the second year of Sword and Shield. That was the first Psyduck card we got.
Jeez.
Right? Okay. That's what I'm saying here. That's what I'm saying, okay?
I think you need to pick a new favorite Pokemon so that you can start collecting more cards.
No, I'm sticking with this one. I just, you know, I love...
It's only a matter of time. Please, Pokemon, add in another Psyduck so we can stop hearing Nate talk about how there's not enough Psyducks.
I'm just, hey, Psyduck right back here. A little upset by it as well.
La, la, la.
I just feel most Kanto Pokemon have gotten more than their fair share so far.
Yeah. I mean, all of them have at least one.
Right. 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 Okay.
Right.
I would be kind of curious to see who's gotten the most during the Scarlet and Violet era.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like one of the... I was going to say Charmander or like the Charizard line.
Okay, Charizard has... I believe 9 or 8 different ones.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, we gotta.
Okay, including the promo. Oh, wait, what the heck is this? Oh, 1,
two, three. Oh wait, there was a promo in that deck, the big deck, the $400 one. So that's four. Jesus, they made another promo. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
It's a lot.
Wait, what's the one? Yeah, Obsidian Flames. 12. That's it. That's all.
That's all.
It's only 12. Different.
And then I believe Charizard's at like eight, like somewhere between eight and
no,
nine.
Those were the Charizards.
That was the Charizard? That oh, was I thought you were counting Charmanders.
Oh, no, no, no. That was the Charizards. Because I realized it because of the promos, they would have more than Charmander. So there's the promo from, like, there's that promo that I think is a shiny one.
There's a lot
one.
Of them.
Yeah.
The answer
there's
is
the
there's
shiny...
too many to count. And it's too many. Too many Charizards, not enough Psyducks. Give me more Manaphys. No more Growlithe. Thank you.
Hey.
Let me see here. I'm gonna look up Manaphy really fast. How many has Manaphy gotten in Scarlet and Violet era?
Zero.
Was that one? Oh, that might have been a Fionn, the art rare.
The Fionn's the art rare. Yeah, no Manaphy.
Well,
yeah, no Manaphy in the Scarlet and Violet era either. I think we need a Manaphy.
Mm-hmm.
For how prominent Manaphy was in the TCG, competitive wise, definitely deserves another card.
Yeah.
The Krusty Krab is unfair. Mr. Krabs is in there, standing at the concession, plotting his oppression. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of Pokemon that are cool inside of this set. Mask of Change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got
lots
the Dragapults. You got definitely not the Ducklets, obviously, right? We've already talked about this. There is a lot of Pokemon we have already discussed in here. You get a lot of the DLC Pokemon. Abra line is making a return as well.
Another one.
Clefairy, Clefable. You got the Kilowattrols in here. The Luxrays. The Finizens.
Froslass and Glalie. You get them both.
Jinx?
Yes.
Who doesn't love a good Jinx?
I feel like Jinx is... We've seen quite a few Jinx.
Chandelure?
Great. Excellent.
They're all here. Diplin?
They're all there. I'm actually pretty excited about the Diplin. That one's cute.
Yeah.
Mad cute.
Anyways, Mask of Change does come out this Friday. We should be talking about all the secret rares next week that are inside of this set. It's looking like it's going to be a good one. I'm excited for it. We'll discuss all that next week right here on the podcast. But that is it for this week. Yep.
What?
Yeah, I know. It went by fast. Went by really, really fast.
Dude,
but...
we were sitting here for 2 hours. That's crazy.
That's how we do the podcast. Two hours.
It do be like that. Yeah.
On average, they're about 2 hours. So, just hanging out, having a good time, talking. Mm-hmm. Talk Pokemon, we talk life, everything right here on the podcast. You know, if you are listening on, let's say, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us button to the top.
Skilly bop, 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 bop.
Hey.
All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on... The Shedless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so. It's me.